Hello everyone, and welcome to the first ever Local First Dev Room at FOSDEM. Come here. Nice to see that you are here. Good morning, and thank you for being here. I'm Nico, and together with Youssef, we are very happy to welcome you here today. So, is that going to work? No? Let's do it like this, yes. No, it doesn't work neither. Okay. Why a Local First Dev Room? Over the last few years, it's obvious that Local First has become a hot topic. This year, I need to stop this one, sorry. Okay, and I come back here. Super. So we want to thank the FOSDEM staff and all the volunteers for making this happen. For those who are not too familiar with Local First, let's try to do a two-minute introduction. The term was coined by Martin Kleppmann and Peter, who is in the room. there. 6 years ago, with the title, You Own Your Data in Spite of the Cloud. That was the title of the paper, the essay. But R&D had started already 10 years before with eventual consistency for distributed databases at scale. I like to define Local First as the combination of offline only, where you have the files on your disk, you know, and online only, the cloud. It's a combination of the two, brings us something interesting, which is collaboration, both live and offline. So it's a new paradigm for software developers. Instead of using REST APIs in the client-server model, we get, with the GET, POST, PUT, REQUEST, the web APIs. Local First, it's all about syncing data. The challenge of sync is how to deal with conflicts, because you might have conflicts, concurrent editing, and without coordination, sometimes with offline devices. The magic comes from CRDTs. CRDTs, we expect we'll be talking about that quite a lot today. We believe we can write better software using Local First principles. Development becomes easier when most of the data and network layers, the plumbing, is removed from the application layer. The developer doesn't have to deal with it. And the data always lives on the user's device and brings interesting properties like ownership, availability, speed, and privacy and security. In a world where digital sovereignty is becoming urgently needed and where the domination of big tech on our lives should have been over already a long time ago, Local First is the perfect fit. So it puts users back in control and lets them exit the clouds and the gatekeepers. It took years for the Local First technology to mature, to arrive to this rich ecosystem but there is more work in front of us. Today we will hear about the hard parts, the fun parts, the challenges and the achievements, with the hope that we all share for true decentralization, resilience, and freedom of data and software for everyone. I think it's your turn.
Yes, first of all, I want to take a moment also to thank Nico for setting this up the first time in FOSDEM to have a dedicated room for this. And he's been pushing really hard. So first we had a half day or we had a smaller room. He's like, no, we get all these amazing speakers. We need more time. We need a bigger room. And you've been working really hard to organize this. And it's really cool if you look at the schedule. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And thank you for having such an amazing schedule for the first time that we're doing this. Woo. So there will be three main tracks, so one by one. So we'll discuss CRDTs in general. You see it right here. We will discuss different frameworks and protocols. Jazz will start after this. We'll go into different types of databases and different applications to see, okay, what are people doing with Local First in practice. There will be lightning talks and some talks on UI. something good to know, and I see 1 minute left, so I rush through it. So you all know how to defragment a room. That's how we do it between each talk. So please take attention and
if we reach the full capacity, for now it's okay.
For now we're good. And this is the most important slide. So there's an after party at 5:30 after a whole day of talks. So it will be really cool to see many of you there. We have a website, so Nico set up this website where we can keep connecting after the conference, openlocalfirst.org, and hopefully keep the community running. There is, of course, a lot of community going on already, but great to have the people together who are gathering here as well. After most of the sessions, there will be a 5-minute Q&A. Make sure you ask questions. They end with a question mark. And try to keep it short. Feedback, I'm going to jump through it so we can get started with Jens.